laughs, bits, tangents. Matt and Mike, virginal fans, began watching One Piece and everything the show had to offer. And their nonsense ideas drove them to create their podcast.
Buggy the Clown is back. Fuck, fuck.
This is a One Piece podcast.
These words lured listeners to their grand show in what's now known as the Fun Piece Podcast.
Yayo, 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 ho ho, set sail for Fun Piece. It's the name of the podcast with Matt and Mike. Yayo, yayo, set sail for Fun Piece.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Fun Piece Podcast. My name is Matt.
My name is Michael.
Michael. Oh, should I be Matthew today?
I don't know. I just thought you had that silly energy, so I wanted to be
I have this,
because these are not funny episodes, Matt. These are serious
this
episodes.
Is serious. This is not a fun podcast. This is a very serious. This is a serious piece podcast today.
Yeah.
So serious.
Everybody dies. Everybody died in One Piece.
Everyone died for real.
Nobody died, and then everybody died in One Piece.
It's true. This is the one exception where everybody who died in this episode died for real.
Yep. There's no coming back.
Nope.
None.
No. This is the end of One Piece. The other, you know, 400 episodes after this, because we are halfway through One Piece. The other 400 episodes are just like all fun times in feudal Japan alternate timeline.
Yeah. It's all just Luffy's fever dream.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're done. We're done with this. Good run. Kuma sent them all to hell.
Yep.
Yep.
We are going to talk. So episode one of Demon Slayer.
What if this is just What if it's just Dragon Ball and they all go to Snake Road?
Maybe.
And they all just get halos. And that's how we just haven't seen the halos.
Dude, that'd be fucking wild. Yeah. If like somehow we didn't know that and they end up on Snake Way.
Snake Way. Sorry,
and they have to fight. Who wasn't there like Princess Snake or something?
There are a bunch of like demon things.
Yeah, there's like the buff demon guys.
I don't know. They were down below in hell.
We'll see. We'll see.
We went to Skypiea. Now the only other place we need to go is down
Ground
to
Pua.
Ground Pua. Skypiea, Ground Pua.
Ground Pua.
That's the only other place to go, really, right?
As above, so solid is below.
Truly. I feel like we're making jokes about Ground Pua, but I feel like maybe Ground Pua does exist, but it has a different name.
It could just be Ground Pua, because that's the way things are named in One Piece.
Or just
I ran into a wild law fan at a hospital.
Whoa.
And they did agree that there will be characters named like Skippy Winkler. And Skippy Winkler will have the most tragic backstory. And you'll be like, oh, fuck, man. Like, I can't believe what happened to Skippy Winkler when the Navy ate his parents.
Hell yeah.
And he had to watch.
Did you break HIPAA, and does that person listen to the podcast now?
No, God, no.
Dang.
Yeah.
Mike, we got to get listeners however we can.
I got to see a Funko Pop collection, and that was that's the extent of it.
Nice.
I'm not crossing over those streams, man.
In Ground Pia, their god there, simply named Benaru, not to be confused with Ben Tenaru. Benaru.
Different guy.
Benaru. He's obsessed with endless Vlauds. Yep. Endless Vlauds.
Matt, get Oda on the phone.
Yeah.
Get Oda on the phone. We got to pitch this to him.
All right. I've got him on the phone.
Click. Hey, it's me, Oda.
Don't do it, Mike.
What?
Don't do it.
Don't do what?
I don't know.
It's me, Oda. What you want? Did you guys discover Ground Pua?
We did. That is where the One Piece resides, is Ground Pua. We did it.
Did you think I was going to do a racist accent?
For a moment, I was like, is he going to do this right now? I'm glad you went in just like a really gravelly, like Simpsons character.
I was going Mo from the Simpsons from the get-go.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know how to do an offensive Japanese accent, Matt, so we're good.
Good.
Oh, you're lagging right now. What's happening?
Oh, no. No.
Oh, God,
please,
the internet's
no.
breaking.
No. Yours
I think
is
it's,
breaking.
I think it's me.
Yeah. Don't do this, Mike. We no. We're back.
Nothing happened.
We're back.
Nothing. We didn't even leave.
Nothing happened. Nothing happened. What happened? Nothing. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
He does say nothing happened.
Hey, Zoro, what happened?
Nothing happened, Sanji. I'm fine.
I'm totally fine.
It's me.
600-pound caliber phoenix.
Yeah, it's me. I got 360 pounds of caliber here.
It's me.
Go fuck yourself, Brooklyn boy.
It's me. This is the now Zorro's voice. Ha ha.
Ha ha. Three sword style. Ha ha ha.
No.
That's who's that?
It's Nami.
It's pretty good. That is pretty good. All right. Yeah. Should we oh wait, it's not even 10 minutes. Goodness. We can't start. We're not allowed
to sit here. Do you want to sit here in silence?
We could sit here in silence, or we could sit here in violence. Bow, 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 bow. Anyway, let's just start. episode 401.
Was that a no to the sitting here in silence?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
I offered up violence and you didn't give anything back to me, so I decided.
You didn't tell me no on the silence, so I decided to be quiet.
It's fair.
Episode 401.
Just like the cleaner.
Everybody gets a Kuma.
Everybody gets a Kuma. You get a Kuma. You get a Kuma. Everybody gets a Kuma.
Oops, all Kumas.
Honk,
dropping
honk,
a Kuma.
Honk, 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 honk. It's been 102 episodes since
Holy
we last
shit.
Saw Buggy the Clown.
Is Buggy the new Shanks? God damn.
No, I think Shanks is still the Shanks.
I think we saw Shanks for like a millisecond in an episode recently.
It could have been recently, but it also could have been 100 episodes ago.
No, there's a split second flashback of Rayleigh talking about Shanks.
Oh yeah, that's true. That is true.
That's the most Shanks has ever talked in One Piece.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he's a real character.
He talked a lot in that one episode with Whitebeard where they like drank together and they had that big bowl.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Anyway. Everyone's leaving for 3 days.
Yeah, they're gonna split up for 3 days. You knew immediately.
As soon as
they're like 3 days, and you're like, that's not gonna
literally
be.
Every single Straw Hat just kept saying 3 days, 3 days. Oh yeah, we'll see each other in 3 days. We'll get going in 3 days. And it was like, this isn't real. This isn't real at all. Yeah. We're not gonna be going in 3 days. Mm-mm.
No.
Nope.
No. Luffy's all about the amusement park. Mm-hmm. Chopper's like, fuck yeah, let's do it.
Yep.
Let's get it.
And then we get some quality time with Kizaru, Admiral Kizaru.
Mr. Pinstripe. I wrote Pinstripe in all my notes.
Really?
Yeah, I'm remaining adamant.
That seems
about.
That seems really.
Fuck these.
That's more letters than Kizaru.
I don't care.
That's fair. Kizaru
seems like a piece of shit.
When he's not being a piece of shit, which I mean, I understand the whole time he's being a piece of shit, but like when he's not, he's just kind of like a chill dude. He's just like, "Hello." Hello.
Yeah, I mean like every like your racist uncle is like a chill dude until he's racist.
Like yeah, I guess. If you put it like that. He's just being a chill dude, even though he's a bad guy.
He's got the boomer energy where he doesn't know the difference between his transponder snails.
That is like peak boomer energy. Yes,
it's very well observed.
Yeah, he's like yelling into his Apple Watch to call his
his nephew.
Call his nephew, and then but it turns out his Apple Watch is just a regular watch.
He can't figure out how to get the screensaver off of his snailophone.
He diddled his transponder snail a few too many times.
Stuck his finger in there.
Yep, in the wrong hole. Anyway, there's two random pirate dudes, and they're watching Kizaru just try to like decipher his snail watch. Transponder snail. Mm-hmm. And one of them's like, "I can do it. I'll shoot him right here." And the other guy's like, "Nope, don't do that."
He glocks him twice and it doesn't do anything.
Just goes right through Kizaru's head.
I forgot about Logia type fruits.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Whoa, is he that fast?" And then I remembered. Once he started, like, kicking stuff, I was like, oh, okay, all right.
Remember Smoker?
I do remember your Smoker.
Boy,
I miss
Blorbo. You have a Smoker tattoo.
I do, and I don't regret it.
No, it's not at all. He's still a good guy.
Yeah.
We just haven't seen him in so long. We've seen more Foxy than we've seen Smoker.
Oh, yeah. We've seen more Foxy than most characters in One Piece.
That's true. Honestly, we've seen exponentially more Foxy than Shanks or Buggy.
All cops are bastards, but I can fix Smoker. It's okay. We can fix it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, I wish that fucking dude would show up and start doing the stuff that Kuma's doing, which I think is like discreetly helping the Straw Hats.
I think it's not very discreet at all.
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little.
It's fine.
Anyway, the two random dudes try to shoot through Kizaru's head and then fail, so then they try to run away. And then he just, like, appears in front of them, and he's like, "Hey, what are you doing? I'm looking for my nephew, Sentamaru."
His dub voice is very good.
I love his dub voice.
It's very, for a man made of light, he talks very slow.
Hello. It's like,
hello.
It's like Barney the Clown. Or not Barney the Clown, Barney the Dinosaur. She's like, "Hey there, let me do that. Come on, let's have a friendship time."
Yeah.
Anyway, he does a fucking laser beam kick.
Yeah.
And just destroys an entire Hustle Muscle mangrove tree. And he's just like, "Oh, I forgot my own strength."
Whoops. Tree 27.
Oh, it's me. It's me. Kizaru.
Mr. Zoo.
Mr. Zoo. Oh, that's his name now. His name's Mr. Zoo.
We see Apu planning something. What's his name?
Scratch Man. His name is Scratch Man.
Scratch Man.
Scratch Man Apu. But I like to say Scratch Man Apu. Scratch Man Apu. Scratch Man Apu is more fun.
Do you think there's figures of this guy that you can get, Matt? Because he's so much fucking scarier than I thought.
I fucking love this man, and he is truly like. Did you see how powerful he is? There were only two characters that did anything to stop Mr. Zoo. One was Rayleigh, and one was Scratch Manapoo.
I know.
I was
the power of beats.
The power of the if vibes. Got, the power of the groove, baby. Oh,
I
want to
see Scratch Manapoo hang out with Frankie, because I feel like they'd do damage.
Oh, my God. They'd just tear
it up. The fucking subwoofer that would be built.
Oh, they would tear it the fuck up. I fucking love Scratch Manapoo.
I feel like Scratch Manapoo. I hope we get more Scratch Manapoo, and I feel like he's a chill dude.
He seems like a real chill dude. He's just like, I'm just here for the vibes. Let me play this weird minor key
funk song. The DJ Pauly D. He's the DJ Pauly D of One Piece.
Those fucking, fucking keyboard keys as his teeth. It's just like.
We'll get there. We'll get there. It's horrifying.
Anyway, fucking bunch of Marines turned into kids. Or Old People by Jewelry Bonnie, which is hilarious.
Yeah, so she must have, like, the age fruit or something. Yeah. Like, she can...
You hear the Marines being like, all of our guys are now either old people or babies.
We see the Mr. Capone get surrounded. Hawkins is hanging out.
Yeah.
What?
We don't see Capone's power yet either, which I was very excited
about. I can't fucking handle that.
This was like a punch in the face of, like... Oda just being like, what are the weirdest fucking devil fruit powers I can think of? We're going to just throw them all into this one episode.
Dude, if I watched this episode while under the influence, I would have had a panic attack. it would have been way too much.
It's so good.
Hawkins is we see Hawkins just hanging out by a fountain, and then Mr. Pinstripe approaches.
Mr.
Big P Zoo.
Big piece.
Then we cut over to the Kid and Law fight against one of the Kumas.
Yep.
They're just trying to fight him off, but it's no good.
Yeah, at one point during this fight, Law makes one of his circles, and he switches the place of Beppo and his other new crew member guy. They teleport and like switch locations, which is interesting.
So he makes like a bubble around people.
Yeah.
And then he can just like manipulate space.
I guess
inside the bubble.
I guess so. I don't know what it is. They haven't described it yet. I was like, is it the switch? It's not the bubble fruit. It's not the switch fruit.
Do you think it's like a portal kind of thing? Like he's making
portal fruit.
Portal dimensions or something?
I don't know. He's got space fruit sounds interesting because it's like he's making space. I don't fucking know. We don't have to.
I don't know. He's a nasty fucking freak.
He's a fucking nasty boy.
We saw a man play chopsticks on his teeth, and that's still not as nasty as what Law does.
Scratch Manapoo is a fucking honorable pirate. Who is also the most powerful pirate next to Dunkachino.
dude, Dunkachino would do damage.
Dunkachino would do damage.
this Kuma... we see Beppo is trying to fight. It's no good. Law and Kid step in. This Kuma has a handgun. But not a paw. He's got no paws.
No paws,
he's got
only holes. Nozzles. Only holes.
No paws. No paws, all holes. Bartholomew Kuma.
No paw. No paw. No beans. Only holes. Barty K. Kuma.
Another Kuma appears in front of the Straw Hats.
Yeah. So many Kumas. At this point, what did you think was going on? Were you like multiple Kumas? Were you like, he's just running around real fast?
I don't think it was like here, but I think like by the end of this episode, I was like, okay, Kuma's a robot.
Yeah.
But like, I think like maybe he's either one of a bunch of robots that were made, or he was like the
prototype.
The prototype, like he is like the original, and then they built things off of him.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, if we're going to do something, like people already know that Kuma's like a little robot-y.
Yeah.
So if we make more robots that look like him, we can freak people out because he's scary.
Yeah. He is. He's terrifying. He's very terrifying.
Yeah. Which he shouldn't be.
No, he's a big, totally
that,
teddy bear.
That design?
He's a big old teddy bear holding the Bible.
Yep.
That's how you can... He's basically Beppo's dad.
I think he might be Beppo's dad.
What if he is? What if he's Beppo's dad?
What if La just shaved Beppo's dad?
Oh. Oh, yeah. Shit. And what if Kuma's hat is actually his fur and his pants are actually his bare legs?
Oh, that must be it. So Law's not, he's not a bastard.
He's not a
He's just a little freak.
He's a little freak. He shaved Beppo's dad, who is Barty K. Kuma.
He's not like a, you know, patriarch murderer.
No.
He's a...
He just snuck into Kuma's bunk in the middle of the night and just shaved off a little bit of
his big metal stick and he's like shave.
Yeah, but not to be confused with the shaving that they do when they move real fast. That's a different kind of shave.
That would be ridiculous.
That's a different kind of shave.
Man.
We're on
the six powers sure became irrelevant quickly,
they
didn't they?
They did, didn't they? Fucking.
It's like everybody can just move that fast. It's not really.
Yeah. Barty K. Kuma. We did it. We've unlocked the mysteries.
We figured out Law. He's not that complicated.
He's not. He's just a nasty shaving. He gets off on shaving people.
Matt, what the fuck does Capone do?
What the fuck does Capone do?
What do you think this fruit is called? The little guy in my body fruit?
I don't know. Okay, so Capone, we see a bunch of dudes basically inside a ship, but it's not a ship. All of a sudden, like, it opens up because all these guys are getting cannons ready, and the little portholes open for the cannons, but the portholes aren't a ship. They're literally Capone's body, and he has a bunch of little boys inside of him. And
is his shirt made of metal and he like opens up? Like, what the fuck is going on?
I don't fucking know. And then all of a sudden they shoot the cannons out, but then once they get like a certain distance, the cannonballs get a certain distance away from Capone's body, they get big size again. And then, and then same with right after this, all the fucking little boys inside of Capone's body get on horses and then they run out of Capone's body and then get full sized. I think he has like the shrink fruit or something, maybe.
It's got to be something like that. Also, is this only the second time we've seen horses in One Piece?
I mean, we've seen camels, and we've seen.
Oh no, there were horses in Alabasta.
Yeah, there were horses in Alabasta with fucking his name? Koza.
I was thinking of the actual eighth Straw Hat, Shelly.
Shelly, the true eighth Straw Hat.
Yeah.
No, ninth. No, tenth.
No, eighth. She showed up before Frankie or Brooke.
Okay. Sorry. I thought you meant.
Yeah, it's okay.
So
I'm fucking keeping track. It's Long Ring, Long Land, baby.
The longest.
I know what's going on.
The longest. We see fucking the Mad Monk Urouge fighting Akuma as well.
Yep.
Basil Hawkins, the magician, is doing fucking tarot cards while Mr. Zoo is trying to find. He's just like, can you just tell me where my nephew is? And he's just like doing fucking tarot cards in front of him, being like, well, no one's gonna die right here.
It's like, I'm not worried about anything.
Yeah. So then Mr. Zoo fucking tries to laser beam kick Basil Hawkins, but he moves, and then a little straw man voodoo doll falls out of his body.
I think he gets hit. And then he also gets finger beamed or whatever.
He gets finger blasted by Mr. Zoo as well.
But I think his like thing is like he makes voodoo dolls and they affect other people.
Yeah.
Because we see two other guys get like smashed into a building and then another guy just catches fire.
Yeah, but he can only make the voodoo dolls like only 10 at a time or something like that. Because it happens to him 8 more times after this. And then they're like, he doesn't have any voodoo dolls left.
Yeah.
Then Urouge gets tossed by the Kuma, and then all of a sudden out of nowhere we get Red Flag Diaz Drake appearing, and I don't like him. I think he's a dick.
Really?
Red Flag Dick Diaz Drake.
I didn't like him either until I saw what his power was.
Even after his power, which wasn't that impressive,
brings up so many questions. I gotta know.
Sure. Okay. We'll get there. Diaz Drake appears and he's like, bah, 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 I'm Diaz Drake. And then Urouge hulks out going like full barbarian rage.
Are we not going to talk about the fact that this dude is Skypean?
They, or no Shane, one has met. Shane, I mean, Dorian? We've talked about it. He's from the sky. He's a sky person because he has wings.
Yeah.
He might not be Skypean. He might not be Shandorian.
He might just be from the... Because
there's like two other... Aren't there two other sky islands? And one of them was... Yeah. Both of them were destroyed by Eneru.
And the wings just mean you come from the moon originally, right?
Isn't that something? I don't know that for sure. I thought it was just... No. That meant they were a sky person.
Hmm.
Or maybe that means they come from Jaya. Jaya!
It must... I don't know.
Anyway.
I'm confused.
Straw Hats are facing off against their Kuma while Uruj is facing his. Luffy immediately is like second gear and he's like, let's go all out from the start and just take care of this fucker.
Yeah.
Zoro doesn't.
Zoro immediately is like, this is not Kuma.
Yeah. Zoro, no pause. Zoro's like, I don't sense the same thing. This is not Kuma. But he doesn't like communicate that. He's just like thinking that. Yeah. And then we see a bowl cut looking motherfucker with a big axe. Yeah. And he's like, where's my uncle, Mr. Zoo?
Bowl cut boy is eating oranges. I just gave the MVP to all the Kumas.
Yeah, they were looking
thick. I feel like they're kind of important here.
Showing us them booties, Kuma.
If the real scary thing is if you get all these Kumas and the real Kuma in the same place and they all clap cheeks at the same time, that would create a sonic boom that would destroy the Grand Line.
Pacifista, more like Assafista, am I right? Feasting on them asses.
Oh, man, that's going to sound awful. No, I'm sorry.
The people are going to love it. The motherfunners are all about it. Motherfunners, please, if you want to draw some fan fiction, please draw for the podcast. Go to our Discord, link in the description, and draw some fan fiction of Mike, Michael, and myself, Matthew, motorboating a whole line of Assafistas.
Bonus points if it's made out of pizza.
Ooh.
If you can illustrate this with pizza and spaghetti, then... Yeah.
And if you could have a Papa Gussie in the background holding up a big number 10, because he's like number like perfect score.
Can he be sitting in a non-sexual chair in the corner?
Yes, absolutely.
Cool.
Thanks, everyone. Cool. Thanks for making that happen, everybody. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Love you. Episode 402. 402. Drake is a fucking T-Rex? That's my title.
Everyone's freaking out about beams.
Yeah, Luffy's doing some cool fucking like running, dodging all the beams.
Yep.
Frankie's like, how the fuck is this guy shooting laser beams? Like that technology doesn't exist. I should know because I shot a laser beam already.
Yep. Or his version of a laser beam.
Yeah, I was kind of like, well, Frankie, you did this yesterday, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah. Zoro, Luffy, and Sanji do a triple team up where Sanji does a Diable Muto, Luffy does a Gum Gum Cannon, and Zoro does a 600 caliber Phoenix, and they do it all at once on the Pacifista robot, the Kuma robot, and because they still think it's Kuma, but it does nothing.
Yeah, no dice. We cut back over to Uruj, who's starting to beat the shit out of his Kuma, but then he gets lasered.
Yeah, he gets fucking finger blasted. He goes, oh.
Drake points out, he's like, oh, the Kumas are using Pinstripe Guy Admiral's
Mr. Zeus
laser powers. I'm sticking with Pinstripe. That's what I wrote.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Big P Pinstripe Admiral.
Big P Pinstripe.
What if it's not light? What if it's piss?
Big,
it's yellow.
Big piss.
Oh, this is the big piss.
This is the big piss. It's Kizaru's beams. It's a big piss beam. That's what it is. Vegapunk is putting big piss in all the Pacifistas.
They're gonna meet Vegapunk, and he's gonna be like, "I've fueled them all with piss.
I've fueled them all with. I've got a special name for them called the Assapistas."
I make the asses extra juicy. That one's just for me.
All the things that are big about these are the big asses and the big pisses.
I, listen, on the record, There's no way, Matt, we didn't just call what Vegapunk sounds like.
Do you remember that time Dr. Vegapunk stole the crown and became the King Candy King of all of the Candy Kingdom?
Do you remember the time that Vegapunk had to hire Detective Eddie Valiant to see if his wife was cheating on him?
Oh, shit.
And playing patty cake with other men?
Do you remember that time Dr. Vegapunk hung out with Gombe in Chimney in a fun tea party, and they just sang a bunch of songs about how it was not their birthday?
I don't think I know any other voice characters who use that voice.
That's it. That's all of them.
That's all of them. Yep.
Anyway, Drake was a former Marine admiral.
Yeah.
Mr. Zhu's like,
we knew that.
Mr. Zhu's like,
we knew that he worked for the Marines. Bitch. He's like, oh man, didn't know there was a bitch here. Drake points out that these are pacifista robots.
Yeah.
And then Drake just turns into a fucking T-Rex.
Yes.
And they're like, oh shit, it's an ancient Zoan type. This is like, Apu is like, this is rad as fuck. Yeah. I am into this.
Apu was all about it. He was like, this is the coolest shit I've ever seen.
I am with you, Matt. Fuck if this is not wasted on the lamest dude ever.
Yeah, he is the worst. He's just like the lamest, like, edgelord whatever, and he's like, I turn into a dinosaur, and it's like, okay, cool.
Depending on his personality too, the look could go either way.
Sure.
He's got like a weird like Three Musketeers kind of thing going on.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna work. I feel like he's gonna
I think this guy's gonna drop off the face of the earth and we're never gonna see him again.
It'd be so sad. Like, it'd be so cool if Scratch Manapu laid down the funky beats but also could transform into a dinosaur.
Fuck it. What if he had all the powers?
Like, he got the Funkasaurus fruit, and he was like, yeah, this is my power. I'm a
this weird
I'm a music man, but I also turned into a dinosaur.
This music shit with my body is just natural. This is just what I do.
This is what the ancient creatures could do. They were big and powerful, but also could lay down the funk.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
Pinstripe kicks Urus out of the way. He's just woof out. Takes Hawkins out after blinding him. He like just hits him so many times with laser beams.
Yeah, just finger blasted him. Pow, 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 pow.
Yeah.
He calls him a supernova. What does that mean? That's what I want to know. He calls Basil Hawkins a supernova.
Maybe because he's like been shot so many times and he's like glowing.
Oh, maybe. It seemed like it was like a term for like... I don't know if like he was a pirate or I don't know. It seemed like a term where he was just like, you're one of those supernovas.
Maybe that's his pirate crew or something.
Oh, maybe that might make sense.
Cause they all have like different names. Like, I think we find out that Law's pirate crew is called the Heart Pirates.
Yeah, whatever. He's a nasty boy. I don't care. Anyway, right before killing fucking Basil Hawkins, Kizaru is interrupted by the coolest motherfucker ever, and it's motherfucking Scratch Manapu fucking bringing the funky fresh vibes, using his whole body as a musical instrument, just like laying it down. He's just
Bum, 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 bum. Like, to be fair, he does not rhyme a single word here.
He raps terribly. But it doesn't matter. Like, the vibes are fresh.
Do you think he ate the SoundCloud fruit?
Nah, I think he like ate the Hit Clips fruit. Smashing everything together.
His fucking piano, his fucking arms.
Yeah.
His arms are like oboes or whatever, and he sticks his fingers in his mouth while he plays it.
Yeah, shit's awesome.
And then his jaw is a cymbal.
He's a sexy motherfucker.
Oda drew this guy and was like, I need to get him out. I need him to exist in the world. I need to draw this weird symbol, freaky man.
Do you think his crew plays him? Do you think?
I think they have to play parts of him. Yeah. If he needs like multiple instruments played at once, I think he has to have his crew like suck on his fingers.
Yeah. Do you think he does that, or he's like we have to do our ultimate power move, and then he like puts his fingers and toes in everyone's mouths?
Yeah. What do you think his legs are?
Oh, fucking. Well, so he's like an oboe. I mean, his legs.
I think he's got two oboes, right?
Yeah. His legs are pretty thick. I would say maybe he's like
cellos.
No, like, I was gonna say like like fucking saxophone.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like a, one of the like a fucking big ass motherfucking saxophone, like bassoon. Maybe
his ass must be a bass drum.
I was gonna say, oh yeah, some congas.
What do you think his
oh, Matt, some timpani?
Matt, what do you think his penis is?
His penis is a piccolo.
It's a Dragon Ball reference. I like that. I was hoping for a triangle. I was hoping for a fun shape.
Ooh, that's pretty fun. I was just thinking more mouth-oriented. Oh, shit. What if
it's a rain stick?
Oh, I was going to say something like that. Going off of that, balls could be little shakers. Like,
yeah, 1,000%. What if his
It's not a sexual thing, okay, everyone? It's not a sexual thing.
No, I need a nude picture of Scratch Manapoo.
Yeah.
Stat.
Put that in the smut pieces. Do you think it's on Rule 34?
No, because I think that site is full of cowards.
Hey, everyone. We have another request for the smut piece channel on the Discord. We would love a nude Scratch Manapoo, please.
Nude Scratch? Show us a nude Scratch Manapoo.
All jokes aside, this motherfucker is so goddamn powerful because literally he is one of two people in this slew of episodes that actually does some form of physical damage or manipulation to Kizaru.
Yeah, he can hit Kizaru because he's not hitting him physically. He's hitting him with the power of music.
The power of music. That's the power of love.
Yeah, man.
That's the power of love. He fucking
I really
blasts.
Like that he does this and he's just like, all right, now I'm going to fuck off.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Books it.
He knows what's up. He's like, all right, I'm just going to hit him once and then peace out, bitch. Yeah, Kizaru like loads all this funky fresh vibes over it. Or sorry, Scratch Manapoo loads all these funky fresh vibes at Kizaru and then it hits him and knocks his fucking arm chunk off and then basically disconnects it disconnects Kizaru's torso from his fucking legs in a giant explosion.
Whatever he does, do you think like he's actually separating his body or do you think it's like another law thing?
No. I think he's.
You think he like actually gets sliced up?
Yes, I do.
Because sound waves hitting light waves, they can interact. Probably, maybe. I'm not a scientist.
Yeah. Who's to say? Who's to say?
Who's to say?
Anyway, the shit goes down, but then Kizaru and then Scratch Manapoo's like, bye, see ya, and then runs off. But then Kizaru basically reforms his body with his light beams.
Yep.
And then basically goes on like a kicking finger blast laser beam spree.
Yeah, he does some like reflect mirror move thing where he like bounces light and then he just teleports to wherever it lands.
Yep.
He does that to catch Scratch Manapoo.
Yep.
Then he kicks Drake. Kicks the dinosaur right out of Drake.
Yep.
Just shoots Hawkins again.
Yep. And then he's like... Hawkins is like down for the fucking count, but then fucking Sentomaru Bullcut Boy calls him and is like,
yep.
Hey, uncle, I've been trying to reach you.
Yep. He's been trying to use his like listening in, like the snail on his wrist,
mm-hmm.
but that is just for eavesdropping.
Yes.
But he's got a cell phone one in his pocket.
Yeah. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
I wish that when people had these in their pockets, you could see the bulge that would exist, which would just be a huge fucking snail just shape.
Like wriggling their, like, around in there.
Just like its lips sticking out, just going.
Just trying to breathe through the pants pocket.
Please, Father.
Please. I just would like a cup of air.
Oh, man, Matt, somebody's got to breed those things.
Someone has to breed them. Someone has to, like, we talked about this last episode about like the poor IT professional who has to like maintain the transponder snails. Yeah. Yeah. Someone also has to breed them. Yeah, you're correct.
That's crazy. Fucking. And there's like whoever accessorizes them.
The transponder snail fashionista.
Yeah.
Anyway, in the woods, the Straw Hats are fighting their pacifista, and Zoro's like hesitating because he has PTSD from Kuma last time. Sanji like deducts the situation, and he's like worried about Zoro because they're lovers. But at the same time, Sanji has the inner monologue where he's like, "We can't do this. We have to run." But he doesn't say it out loud. No one says that out loud yet.
No, that's important.
Yeah,
because that was like the most shocking thing about these episodes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Zoro's still struggling because he's got those wounds from Thriller Bark, too.
His wounds.
Because Zoro's the only one who will get hurt, and then that will become a plot point.
Yeah. Well, everyone else... pretty much.
Fucking Usopp.
Yeah, Usopp gets fucked the fuck up, but it's never actually like a plot point.
He got fucked up by the Franky family, had a one-on-one fight with Luffy, and then still did all the... shit on Water 7 and Enies Lobby. That's like, what?
Yeah, like getting tossed into the air and everything else. Yeah. Anyway.
It's not just on Zoro. Usopp has the biggest fucking health pool in all of One Piece.
Biggest heart.
Also, the MVP is not Drake, but it is dinosaurs in general.
Dinosaurs in general, MVP, I agree.
Yeah.
For sure.
Episode
403.
This title's really good, man.
I'm ready. Bring it.
The Straw Hats must have eaten the fucked fruit because they are fucked, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Right.
That was pretty good.
And the whole this whole structure to you know
nailed it.
I nailed it. Are any of the other ones that good? Probably not.
Yeah.
Next one's pretty good.
Timothy D. Law is bored of fighting the pacifista.
There's fucking the pacifistas have Terminator vision, Matt.
Yeah,
they can like detect the bounty of anybody they look at.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. It's also like Dragon Ball.
Yeah,
the little yeah,
the scouters.
Yeah. Anyway, Law's bored. He's just like, ugh, I'm a nasty boy. This isn't nasty enough for me. Both he and Kid's crew, though, are, like, surrounded by Marines while they're also fighting this pacifista. Law deducts that it's not Kuma after, like, Kid, like, beats him up and is like, I did it! I defeated him! And then he just hops back up again. He's like, that's probably not Kuma. Meanwhile, the Straw Hats are fighting theirs, and they realize that if you get inside that pacifista's mouth, you can weaken him. Just like real life. Get inside anyone's mouth, that's their weak spot.
Is this the point where did Law jump on the pacifista and stab it in the heart?
I think that's later. The beginning of the next episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we just get like 2 seconds of Law and Kid fight.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Straw Hats do a ton of shit. Zoro keeps pushing himself too much. Chopper fucking saves Zoro.
Yeah.
With a cloven hoof thing.
Yeah.
Fucking Chopper does some wild shit.
Chopper,
I gotta say.
Yeah, Chopper does some fucking like, fucked up shit in these episodes.
If he does if he's doing arm point, he had a rumble ball already. So that's one rumble ball.
Yep.
So Chopper saves Zoro. Franky saves Chopper with a fucking, he does a new thing where he just starts doing like Franky boxing where he goes like aura, aura, aura.
Yeah.
Fucking love an aura, aura, aura.
Yeah.
Give me an aura, 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 aura. I'm going to be jazzed. Love lots of punches.
Mm.
Robin and Brooke help save Franky. Usopp saves Brooke. And certainly George is going down the line.
Yep.
But yeah, they find out I think Usopp shoots him in the mouth, and then they find out the inside explosives are effective. Frankie's like, he's like me. He's my
brother.
He's my dad.
He's not my dad. He's my cousin.
Fucking Nami.
Yeah.
I think does the most to this thing by electrocuting it from the inside.
Yep. She does a thunderbolt tempo, and then like it like fucks up
it
his
starts
like, targeting.
Freaking out.
Yeah. It like fucks up his targeting real bad.
Yeah, Sanji kicks it and it hurt. He just hurts his leg.
Yep. And then Zoro does a 9 sword style demon aura Ashura 9 lightning strike.
Do you like Zoro, man?
I do like Zoro a lot. I just like he does that though, and everyone's like, "What the fuck is that? He's got fucking I know, three this is heads."
Like the first time most of them have seen everybody's like super special moves. Yep, Luffy then punches fake Kuma with a third geared giant rifle.
Yep.
Right into the fucking ground.
And he gets small.
And it's he gets small for like a second.
Yeah.
And this motherfucker's down.
Yeah.
And they're like, this definitely, I think Frankie's like, this guy definitely used to be human, and they find a PX4 tattoo.
Yeah.
On his neck.
Pacifista 4.
And then they're like, thank goodness, let's get out of here. If any more show up, though, we're going to have to be ready for a fight. And then just another one shows up.
Yep.
With the bowl cut guy.
Yep.
And they're like, fuck. Sentomaru.
Yeah. And Sentomaru's like, I'm the most tight-lipped person ever. I won't tell you anything about anything, even my own name.
Yeah, which is Sentomaru.
Which is Sentomaru.
So his thing is that he says he won't tell anybody anything, and then he tells people stuff.
I feel like someone else is like that. I don't remember who.
Mm. Probably.
Someone.
Probably, if you, I don't know.
Anyway.
Fucking, that Kuma that is with him is PX1.
Yeah.
And at this point, Luffy and Zoro are like, we have to fucking split up and run.
Yeah.
Like, we have to get the fuck out of here.
Which was, like, very unlike a Luffy decision.
Never done that? Like,
no.
It's wild to see them at that point.
Yeah, they've never been like, we need to hide. They're like, we need to get the fuck out.
Everything to this point has been something that they could handle.
Mm-hmm.
Kuma was, like, the first thing that was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, I feel like Arlong is a pretty tough motherfucker in the context of the world, and Luffy still kicked his ass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, saying a lot. Saying a lot. Yeah.
Luffy's
Straw Hat split up into three groups.
Yeah.
We got Nami, Sanji, Franky, Zoro, Usopp, Brook, and Luffy, Robin, Chopper. These groups don't matter. They don't get very far.
They run
across like a football field from each other.
They run 100 yards, and then all of a sudden it's just like fucking everyone's getting attacked again.
Yeah. Fucking the PX1 catches up with Nami's group. Sentomaru immediately blocks off Luffy. Like, he's super fast.
And then
Luffy can't hit. He's trying to hit Sentomaru, but Sentomaru has, like, perfect defense and is able to hit Luffy in a way that, like, actually affects him.
Yeah, it's interesting. Because
he's made of rubber. He normally can take it.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Zoo, Mr. Big Piss Zoo.
Mr. Big Piss Zoo shows up, and he's fucking laser beam Zoro.
Fucking shoots Zoro.
Does a big piss all over Zoro.
And that's the end of that episode.
Yeah, everyone's just freaking out because he's like, I'm going to murder you, Roronoa Zoro. And then everyone's like, Zoro, no!
Yeah. Not loving it. MVP was the power of teamwork, though, because I do love seeing the Straw Hats actually work together.
They did
it. It's very nice.
They're best friends, all of them.
They do love each other.
Episode 404.
Beppo lays down.
Beppo.
That's the title of this episode.
Son of Barty K. Kuma.
Son of Big K. B. K. Burger King Kuma.
Who is
Beppo?
Who's Beppo's mom?
Law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He birthed him.
Mm-hmm.
So Law skinned Barty K. Kuma. He shaved him.
Yeah.
And then did he then create Beppo as like a science experiment?
Mm-hmm. He used his power to get himself pregnant.
Oh, I thought you were going to say...
Mixing his DNA with the fur.
I thought you were going to say he just like took some random guy and then like put the skin that he shaved off of Takuma and Peppo's just put it on a guy.
Do you think Peppo's just a guy?
Maybe. That,
covered in bear hair?
Maybe that's why he wears a... Maybe he wears like that jumpsuit because he's really just regular... He's just regular skin under there.
Naked under... maybe.
Beppo!
Beppo! Anyway. We got that good grungly animation back for this episode.
This one was so grungly. It was great. I really loved it.
This whole, like, we get Beppo doing a bunch of fucking spinning kicks and, like, yelling and stuff, and then he just hurts his foot.
Yep.
So he just lays down. He's like, I'm just going to lay down now.
Yeah. This is where Kid, like, does a big, a magnet. Oh, oh. What?
I mean, you can say it, but I just want to point out that Kid puts his whole justicy into this one. Yeah. I know how to make you like a character. Justicy Kid.
Kid puts his whole justicy into fighting this pacifista, and he's like, oh, look at what I did. I beat a warlord of the sea. And then the pacifista just gets back up, so then Law like jumps on its chest and just stabs him, and it goes down for real.
Yeah.
And he's just like, yeah. He's like, yeah, that's not a warlord. That's a robot.
Kudos to Law for just being like, if we stab this thing where a heart is, it might die.
Yeah.
Just like, oh yeah, you know, I guess that makes sense.
It was interesting to me the two of them were almost like talking about how like taking down a warlord of the sea was like actually a big deal. And I was like, the Straw Hats have taken out like
a warlord of the sea.
They've taken out, I mean, they took out Crocodile and they took out fucking, you know, Coco Maria, that guy. He took out.
He
took out two warlords of the sea.
He was a warlord, wasn't
they,
he?
Yes, they both were warlords of the sea, and they were both taken out by the Straw Hats. And I just feel like the Straw Hats are a little better than Kid and Law's crews. Just saying.
Yeah, I would say they seem they're a pretty like condensed, scary group of. Like, preternaturally gifted teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And a 35-year-old robot man.
And a 28-year-old arm freak lady.
Yep.
And a child reindeer.
And a skeleton. Real eclectic group.
Yeah, and like a 70-year-old skeleton.
Maybe older. I don't know. Dude is what a fucking trip. I do kind of love that Brooke joined the crew. And it feels like everybody who joined the crew is like, oh, really impressive in a certain way. And Brooke's like, just despite being a skeleton, is just a guy. Like, he's good. He's good in
he's
a fight.
Really
but
good.
He's like,
he's also just a guy. Yeah.
In the context of like other people, like he could take out like an entire Marine, like Armada or something.
Oh, yeah.
But like in the context of what they're doing right now, just a guy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Anyway.
Fucking the Kid and Law are talking about taking out a warlord so easy. And then the real Kuma appears in smoke, I think. I don't know. It was either the real Kuma or it was just another one, but it was like a bunch of smoke.
I think it was the real one. Because I feel like my feeling is that all these like important captains got zooped away.
Blorped?
By Akuma. Blorped?
I was calling it blorping.
I called it zooped or but no, I called it bazooped.
Ooh, bazooped. Nice.
Blorping's good though. I like blorping. I'm guessing they all get blorped away.
Interesting. To the same place or just blurped to different places?
I don't know. I honestly feel like they probably all end up at the same island or something.
Interesting.
I just wonder how their fucking ships are going to find them.
We'll find out, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mr. Zoo is going to kill Zoro and the Straw Hats are all freaking out, but he's lying on the ground, not doing anything. And then Usopp and Brooke start like trying to attack...
After Luffy fucking is pleading, he's like, please, Usopp, do something, anything, please. Yeah. And Usopp starts firing at him, and it doesn't do anything.
Brook also trying to, like, stab Mr. Zoo.
Yep. Pinstripe explains that he has the glint-glint fruit, which is a Logia-type fruit, so he's just made of light.
Ugh.
Crazy.
He's a god. He needs endless verth. Sorry. I still think Enel's dumb, but I understand. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. It is, I guess, knowing more about Logia is only Luffy could hurt him.
Yeah. I don't know. I just want to know if Eneru actually believed with his whole Enerusi that he was a god given these powers, or if he, like, knew he had a devil fruit and was just, like, playing up this, like, character. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think he knew about other devil fruits.
Yeah, which makes me
so, like, maybe he, like, thought he was just blessed.
Yeah, which makes me not also, like him more.
he's definitely, like, when somebody who is not equipped for a job gets yes-manned into oblivion and then gets a high-ranking position, some might say the head of a government, and thinks they're the big shit until a child punches them in the face.
Yeah. Someone big pisses all over them.
Yeah. Enru sucks.
Enru sucks. Anyway, Robin does a Vente Fleur and rolls Zoro away from Kizaru.
Yep, but he
just moves.
Catches him and steps on him, and it's very dramatic slow motion. And at this point, I was like, I bet Rayleigh can do something. And then fucking Rayleigh flies in.
Yeah, nasty, grungliest animation, and his fucking close up on his fucking nasty flip flop as he just fucking kicks Kizaru out of the way. It was so good.
Do you think he has a power that lets him hit people with Logia fruits, or do you think he's got magic sandals?
I hope magic sandals. I hope
that would be.
I hope he just has, like, hockey and no devil fruit powers, and he just has magic sandals.
What if you cover yourself in soap, like, because it's an element. The element of soap, what if that's enough to hit somebody with these powers?
Ooh, what if he covers himself in a mixture of soap and yeast, and he's got the element of soap rise? Get it? The element of soap rise? Soap and yeast? It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Should we end the podcast now? Should it be over? We'll never do it again.
I'm going to delete every episode.
I thought that was pretty good.
It was good. It was really good. That was really quick.
Thanks. if historian heard that, I could probably feel their secondhand embarrassment for what I just said. Feel it. I could also feel Matt, Sebastian's secondhand embarrassment wherever he is.
Good thing you're stuck with me. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Element of soap rise, baby. Rayleigh comes in with his nasty flip-flops and saves the day.
His soapy, nasty little yeast-covered flip-flops.
Yeah.
You know, people tell me, like, yeah, I don't really watch One Piece, but I listen to your podcast, right? Like a family or whatever. Sure. And they're like, I have no fucking idea what you're talking about. And I can imagine why. Because we can't describe things as they are.
We say them so fucked up and weird. But like,
but it's okay, because this is like a book club kind of thing. You're supposed to be watching along, even though a lot of you guys just read.
Yeah, or like some of you have already watched / read all of this already, so it's just like nostalgia where you're like, remember that time I read or watched that? And I think it's fun because we say things that are like just adjacent to what actually happened, and everyone's like, ha, nice.
Yeah, we called the Kumas. Like, that email we read before was like, oh.
Yeah, look at that. Multiple okay. Kumas. Look at us. We're so smart.
We're so fucking smart.
Ground Pua is going to be a thing.
Ground Pua is going to fucking be a thing. We are a room of monkeys with typewriters writing One Piece.
Yeah, but we are hitting every time.
It's nonstop, yeah. Calling it every step of the way. Like, never been wrong once.
We are two of those hundreds of thousands of monkeys slamming their fists on a keyboard, and we just keep hitting the right letters and spelling out like banana over and over again. And everyone's like, oh shit, they did it again. They spelled banana again.
Oh man, it's going to be devastating when everybody realizes we've just read all of the wiki.
That'd be the most fucked up. We're just gaslighting everyone to think we've actually watched the show and we haven't watched it at all.
It would be, I feel like it'd be harder to get everything as slightly wrong as we do.
Yeah. For sure.
What the fuck? Where were we? Rayleigh's
doing his fucking thing.
Bust in. Yeah, he tries to talk Pinstripe Man down. Luffy tells Usopp and Brook to grab Zoro and run. Tells everyone they're too weak and they have to fucking run. They have to get out of there.
Yep.
They can't handle this fight. Franky is like, hold on, I gotta expend my cola, and does a big old coup de burst right into fake Akuma's chest, launching him away. And then the old men have a sword fight.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm a fan of what Pinstripe, I'm not gonna remember his name. He does like the thing where he like forms a sword out of energy.
Yeah.
I do fucking love that
it's
shit.
Real, yeah. Rayleigh's just,
it's very Dragon Ball.
Rayleigh's like, I gotta stop you, Kizaru, because I wanna see what these Straw Hats are gonna do in the future.
Yeah, it's like you're plucking them before they're ready.
Yeah. But yeah, he has a sword and he interrupts Kizaru from like doing his like light teleport thing. And then, like, has his sword ready. So then Kizaru's just like, oh, man, I was just trying to have a nice day today. But now you got to make me do this shit. And then he just, like, makes a light sword out of fucking light. And it's incredible.
Yeah.
Then the Straw Hats are running. Yep. Pacifista is chasing down Brook, Usopp, and Zoro.
Yeah, the Bolka Kid commands it to kill Zoro because he's already weak.
Yep.
And Sanji's immediately like, nope.
Yep.
I'm going to go help them.
Yeah. Brook tries to stop the Pacifista, but then gets stomped on.
Fucking immediately. He's like, I will defend. Run. I will defend you. And just gets blasted. He's like, well, that was pointless.
Yeah. He's like, but sorry. I'm already dead. Sanji tries to stop it, but can't.
Yeah.
Sentomaru fucking knocks Luffy down again.
Beat the shit out of Luffy.
Sanji
gets shot.
Sanji gets beamed. Usopp and Zoro get beamed.
Chopper cannot fucking handle it. Chopper has had one Rumble Ball so far, and he takes three more.
Three Rumble Balls.
And Robin is horrified. She's like, no, no, no. No, yeah. My sweet baby boy.
He just fucking chomps and goes full beast mode.
Yeah. And starts smashing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then Robin actually saves Luffy during all this from getting hit by Chopper. The Pacifista is about to blast Usopp when the real Kuma, and you can tell he's the real Kuma because he's got a Bible in his fucking arms, because if you don't love Jesus, you're not the real Kuma.
He's got his little snack box Bible in his left arm. And then what does he do?
I do love that Zoro's like, that's the real one.
Yeah, Zoro's immediately like, that's it. That's the guy.
That guy's emitting so much holy energy.
I can smell his snacks.
He just bazoops, blorps Zoro away, and Zoro's just gone.
Yep. And everyone's like, what? What happened?
Rest in peace, Zoro. He's MVP, dead. Zoro's dead. Zoro's rest in peace. Dead. Sorry, everybody.
I'm really upset. Episode 405.
405. Picked it up there. I didn't know the pace you were going with it. This episode, it's just called Pop.
Ooh. Nice. Like Pop.
The MVP
Gussie.
Is bubble. It's just bubbles. We got all those symbolic bubbles in this episode.
Yeah, it starts. There's 8 bubbles floating above the Hustle Muscle mangrove trees.
And one of them just goes,
yep,
just pops.
I guess 9, and then that pops, and there's 8 left. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, 9. Yeah.
Zoro's gone.
The bubble with green hair pops.
Yep. Zoro's gone. Everyone's freaking the fuck out.
Usopp is so fucking mad.
Yep.
And it's like, man, Usopp, he didn't even want you back on the crew, buddy, but good for you for...
Beast Mode Chopper's just still attacking Sentomaru and everything else in his surrounding area.
Robin's pleading with Chopper as he's trying to kill everybody, but Sentomaru is more concerned about the real Kuma being here. He's like, what the fuck is...
Yeah, they're all just
what's
like,
this Bible thumper doing here?
Well, he and Kizaru are both like, what? Bartike Kuma? Why are you here, boy? You're supposed to be at freaking Marine HQ for Ace's execution. What the fuck are you doing here, bud?
Nami remembers, she's like, oh my god, he just did to Zoro what he did to Perona when she got bazooped away.
Mm-hmm.
And then Luffy asks Sentomaru what happened, and he's all tight-lipped about it, but then he's like, well, Kuma allegedly can send people flying for 3 days and 3 nights.
Mm.
And it's like, what does that mean? And I assume we'll find out.
Yeah, it says only Kuma knows where he blorps people to.
Yeah, but he says that Zoro is gone, likely somewhere far away, maybe even the other side of the planet.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Everybody freaking out.
Yeah. The pacifista tries to laser Usopp.
Yeah, he tries to mouth beam.
And then Kuma just... Yeah. I do like a mouth beam. I'm a fan of those.
Yeah.
Kuma just, like, jumps in front of him and then blasts him away.
Do you think he blorped... the pacifista to the same place as all the Straw Hats, or do you think that's a different place?
I wonder if you like watch it back, if he like gives them a right hook or a left hook, that kind of affects where they go.
I mean,
because if he's hitting them somewhere, like he'd want to hit them in the same direction.
Oh,
but
I
maybe
see
he
what
can't. Maybe he can't control it completely. Maybe he's just like hitting them and they end up somewhere.
Well, he asks people. He says, "Where do you want to go on vacation?"
Oh.
So
do you think he's actually sending them to where they want to go?
I think so. I truly do. Yeah. I think he's like thinking like they tell him or he can like sense it and then he just like blurps them in that direction.
So Zoro's going to appear in front of the Sword Museum?
Oh, I thought he was just going to go to the bar.
It's just a mile down the road.
Just at the amusement park at the bar.
Yeah.
Anyway, Luffy tells the Straw Hats to run, because Kuma just blorped into their pacifista. Kuma fucking blorps Brook, and then another bubble, symbolic bubble above the mangrove trees bursts.
Yeah. I think this, like, when he hits them, because he makes bubbles, right?
Yeah.
I think he's just putting them in a bubble and hitting them so hard it looks like they vanish.
Maybe. Probably.
Like, I don't think they're actually, like, teleporting. I think they're just going so fucking fast.
Probably. I mean, we're going to find out. We're going to find out.
We're going to find out.
Very soon.
Yeah.
Sanji pushes Usopp out of the way of a attack and then launches. Sanji's fucking upset.
He's angry. He's like, all my fucking friends are disappearing. I can't.
Yeah.
Take the sitting down.
He pushes Usopp out of the way, launches towards Kuma, but gets deflected by his paw.
Yep.
Usopp gets blorped.
Sanji gets blorped.
Luffy's on his knees next to Robin, and he's like just emotional, like, I don't know what to do. Rayleigh and Kizaru are still fighting.
Yep, still going at it. Kuma appears in the middle of them. Gets down and whispers to Rayleigh something. And then Rayleigh's response is just like, you expect me to actually, like, you want me to trust you?
Yeah.
And he's like, I do, yeah, please.
Yeah. Which at this point is like very much like, okay, Kuma, and like Kizaru is like, what the fuck? What the fuck, Kuma?
Yeah, he's like, you gotta explain what's going on here. And I forget if it's here. I think Kuma, Kuma's like, this has nothing, I'm not really like, this has nothing to do with the jurisdiction of the Navy, so I don't have to tell you anything. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You're not my dad.
Yeah. And then Kizaru's just like, you pirates, blah, 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 pirates. which very clearly feels like It's like, all right, I don't think Kuma's doing anything bad to the Straw Hats.
Yeah.
From context. I mean, it's very emotional, but also...
Traumatic for Luffy, maybe, yeah. Because he feels so powerless for the first time.
Yeah. It's good for him. It's good for him. It's good for his morale.
We haven't seen Luffy defeated like this before.
No.
Like, because he's gotten his shit kicked in before. He's gotten impaled, but like... It's him taking the damage. He hasn't had to deal with his friends getting hurt.
He hasn't taken the emotional damage.
Emotional damage.
Yeah. Anyway, he does a second gear. He's so mad.
So fucking mad.
He tries to fight Kuma, second gear.
Yeah.
Frankie Strong writes Kuma's face to no avail. Yeah. Luffy gum gum jet pistols. That does nothing.
Yeah, it gets deflected. Robin tries to stop Luffy. Gets deflected again.
Yep.
And then Frankie gets bazooped. Blorped. And then Nami
blorped.
Bleeding, crying, looking at Luffy. Blorped.
Kuma rolls up to beast mode chopper. Blorped.
Blorped.
Robin.
Blorped. Fucking Luffy is like gunning it to try to like get Robin out of the way. It's not no dice. Yeah. And then he like lands and the most fluid, like the well-observed frustration of a child in this moment where he's smashing his head on the ground and like crying and just has no idea what to do is like just completely spent.
Yeah. Inconsolable.
Oh yeah. He
couldn't save his crew.
We
wasn't strong enough.
We get like
can't fly, can't crow. Not the real Peter Pan.
We get okay. I was like, I don't know what this reference is. I'm just gonna go along with it.
It's from Hook. You haven't seen the movie Hook? Oh no, Mike! Not your fucking internet. No.
I've seen Hook. I've seen Hook.
Okay. Whew, sorry. You just paused a moment, and I was really concerned that we were failing again. We're good.
Yeah, I think maybe we're having some connection issues. I'm going to turn off my video.
Okay. We're still going, baby. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. We're going.
All right. Anyway, fucking Binx Bruce.
It's fine.
Binx Bruce sad version is going. Montage of happy crew together. It's very upset.
Gonna remember all the times when they joined the crew. It's very emotional.
Mm-hmm. Kuma says he will never meet Luffy again. Farewell, Straw Hat. And then he blorps Luffy. Luffy blorps.
Blorp. Get blorped.
Yep. And then we just see like fade out on Grove 12, Straw Hats one by
and
one.
That's the end of the episode.
Yep. Fuck.
I think I'm still having I'm having technical issues right at the end here, Matt.
Goodness. I can finish it off for you, Mike.
Just turn off your video. That might help.
I'm going to turn off my video. Hey, everybody. I know this is really emotional right now, but Mike and I are also having technical issues.
That's what you get when you have a remote podcast. It's okay. We can hear each other now. It's fine. I did cry a little bit, especially when they just like went over everybody rejoining the crew. I rewatched the episodes where Usopp and Luffy fought by accident.
Fuck.
My girlfriend's like, "Oh, you want to watch some One Piece?" And I was like, "Sure." And like the episode started, and it was like battle under the moonlight, and I was like, "Oh no!"
Oh no!
I was like, "Ah."
Yeah, this was very emotional. I mean, it going through like as it went through the montage, and it was like every single time the Straw Hats like accepted that they were on the crew, it was very it was very emotional. It was a lot. It was a whole lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are the ends of our episodes for today. Should we get this transponder snail? We got one transponder snail for today.
I thought we were going to take so much longer with those episodes. It felt like a lot happened, but I guess it was mostly just like fighting.
Yeah. It was a lot of fighting. I mean,
it was a lot of fighting.
Oh, yeah. Ba-da, ba-da, ba-da. Transponder snail, Mike.
A transponder snail.
Are you ready for this one?
Yeah, you have it? Yeah, I have it ready.
It says, hey, it's none other. It's a Ben Teneroo Fight Club.
Oh.
Hey, Matt, Mike, and historian librarian, and Ian. I added the "and Ian" part. I hope this transponder snail comes in time. The next battle is Zeph versus Igaram. Next week will be the final battle for this group. Sincerely, Ben Teneroo.
Ah, fuck.
I feel like we establish that Zeph was a cannibal?
I think he would
just eat his opponent?
And Igaram's got a lot of meat on him.
He's got a lot of meat, a lot of bussy.
But Zeph has zero guns? And Igaram has
hair guns.
All hair guns.
Ma. this is a hard one. It's tall hat. Yeah. It's tall hat. Tall hat, peg leg versus gun hair cannons. Ma. I think I'm gonna go Zeph. I love Igaram. I love him so much. Yeah. I'm going to talk about him soon. But I think I'm going to go with Zeph because Zeph is a nasty cannibal freak.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot going on with Zeph that we don't truly know.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like Igaram is an open book. I feel like we've seen the spectrum that is Igaram. I think Zeph might have some tricks.
Mainly eating
tricks under his
human
hat.
Flesh.
Where he will chomp down and never let go.
Yeah. Or the only time he'll let go is when he has ripped the flesh from the body that he is fighting.
Yeah. To eat it.
Yeah.
To chew.
To chew it for pleasure.
Content warning cannibalism.
Yeah. We did it. I don't know if it's a content warning if it's after we've said all the words we said, but still.
Matt, listen, I know I'm the HR department here, but I don't know. I don't even know what those letters stand for.
It's true.
So
it stands for CW.
HR stands for CW.
Oh, sorry. HR stands for human remains.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah.
You are the human remains person. That's why you also chose Zeph.
That's true. That works, too, because I have a lot of human remains in my room.
Yeah, they're all shaped like Foxy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Got my little meat pile going. Some of them are growing hair.
Yum. Let's go.
It's probably a bad visual.
It's probably a bad visual.
We're going to set somebody up. It's fine.
Anyway.
It's fine.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
Hey, everybody. Next week, we just did it. We finished Saba Odie.
Yeah.
How about that?
We did it, and nothing bad happened.
Nothing bad happened at all. Nothing bad happened. Everyone's just on vacation.
Stressful.
Not stressful. It's all good.
We got to meet Captain Eustace Kidd. We got to meet Tony Law, his son Beppo. We got to meet Penguin and Shachi, who we saw several times, but Matt can't perceive them.
Yep, it's true. I still can't.
They talked. Penguin talked about
these
episodes.
We met the most powerful pirate of all time, Scratch Minipu.
We met Al Capone.
We
met
Mr.
Bonnie Tyler.
Mr. Zoo.
we met
Steven Tyler.
We met a tarot card guy.
We met a dinosaur who sucks.
A dinosaur who sucks. What a fucking time to be alive. We met Uruge.
The mad
monk. A guy who gets big.
The mad monk.
He gets big. I haven't quite got it. He seems to always be smiling. Yeah. So like even when he got shot, having a good time. Yeah.
Anyway, we met lots of great people. It's very exciting.
What a time.
It's only going to be 3 days, I'm sure.
I can't believe we are... Oh, man, that's going to time out with when they need to get there. I just realized that. They're going to be gone. Kuma hits them. They're gone for 3 days and three nights. That's enough time for their ship to be finished.
Oh,
so
that's pretty good.
That's pretty convenient, isn't it?
That is pretty convenient. Maybe it's not 3 days. Maybe it's the perfect amount of days.
Yeah.
Shit, that's pretty good. Anyway, so next week's episode is going to... We're not going to do a Funaglyph episode just because this arc was kind of short, and then the next one is also kind of short. We have...
Kind of like lump them together.
Yeah, we got a filler, and then after that is the Amazon Lily arc, which I don't know what that means. It sounds tropical.
I'm guessing... Oh, we didn't...
Huh?
No, never mind. Sorry. Nothing. All right. Nothing. That'll be for the next
yeah.
time.
Anyway, so yeah, next episode we're watching 406 and 407 of the anime, and then after that,
very important.
Yes, very, very, very important. And episodes. Then after that we will it's not filler, it's all canon. And then and then after that we're going to jump right on into Amazon Lily.
Listen, if you fucking skip the filler, you're missing out.
Exactly.
This filler is for you. It's there to give you more time with these characters that you love.
Yeah.
So don't be a coward and watch it.
You're all kids, and it's for kids.
Four kids. We're all kids, and it's for kids. One Piece for us, for kids.
Sanji.
And Zoro.
Anyway, thanks everyone for listening to the podcast. You should follow us on the Instagram and TikTok, and send us transponder snails at funpeacepodcast@gmail.com. Join the Discord, link in the description.
Woo woo woo, Matt.
Yes.
Mr. Big M.
Yep.
I'm Mr. Little M. You're Mr. Big M.
Ooh, I'm a Big M. Nice.
Big M. Big man. Mm. What? With all the context clues you've been given, with the at least 10 hours of One Piece we've watched.
10 hours?
What? At least,
at
minimum.
At least, yeah. That's true.
What would you guess, with your college-educated brain, the One Piece is?
I would say that the One Piece is... the one piss that you take after you go on a 3 days journey from getting blorped by Barty K. Kuma. One big piss.
Oh, big piss.
You gotta hold it in that whole time, and it's really, you really gotta, you know, you got no bathroom breaks, no rest stops, no restrooms the whole time.
I left my piss in one, my treasure in one place. One piss.
Do you think someone got on a pirate ship and they're like, I'm really shy and I don't want to use the bathroom on the ship because other people on the ship might hear it. So like they just don't poop for the whole time. Is that what ground Pua is? It's just a bunch of poo. It's everyone's poo.
That sinks to the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, screw that. Never mind. One Piece is Ground Pua.
The end of the Grand Line.
Pua. All right. That's it. Bye.
Okay. Yeah, I'm bye. I see a friend of mine. He's round and he's fuzzy. I love him because he's just...